Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Okay, my people, I want to wish everybody a very good Saturday. Welcome to your one and only Vibrant radio program, Vibes with Marshall, on your number one online radio station, Radio Africana, based in Manchester, United Kingdom. Fasten your seatbelts. We board the flight 747 on this bright sunny Saturday. Vibes with Marshall. Let's vibe together. We're gonna have a loaded program today, and we're gonna treat a very, very important issue that concerns everybody that has migrated to United Kingdom. Besides that, it also, you know, connects with people who are actually born here, who live here. It's not about your race, it's not about your color, it's not about your gender. It is about yourself. We're talking about the Almighty DBS. According to my people, they will say the fear of DBS is the beginning of wisdom. Like I said, welcome to your program, Vibes with Marshall. My name is Itayo Mustafa, but I always feel comfortable when people say Marshall. It's all good. It's good for me, and it's good for you too. We're going to be talking about DBS today, and we're going to be looking at so many different angles, the experiences, what it really means, how do you get it? Can you do it on your own, or an organization needs to do it for you? And how periodic it is for you to renew or to check your DBS. I will welcome our listeners for their inputs on 0744-881-1570. Let's go there. Vibes with Marshall. On this program today, Gongwa So, Kutukwa Wu, we go hear them, we go learn them, we go know them, we go Komota, we go Adam. So let's start. My guy, Nice Gongwaso, I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah, I'm back at ya. I'm back at ya.
Gongwaso, kutukwa wu. Eni ya dena. Gongwaso, kutukwa wu. Eni shwa kona. Adi shebi ya yashwa rina. Ayo shebi na shwa nidona. Adi dabuna. Aye la ya mi unko.
Gongwaso. I'm a fire, no be peace, no conquest. You know, any good one, no, whoever I have a lash, never have a lash. Anywhere we are, they're not fine. It's in love, one way love, like I did love. Oh, we know, to the break of that, better love. Forget stay you owe money, call your body them, they come like anybody. Check it out, stay here, they won't follow Judy. Party, jolly, jolly, party, we did. Tomorrow, cast away your sorrow.
shut up.
Ni ba je de mi, de mi. Aye gbo, oro mo. Kongo so. You know. Kongo so. Personality, no matter at all. Congrats up, put it up. All I want is cash and fun. Congrats up, me ba shile. Congrats up, if I buy Bentley. Congrats up, kilo de. Congrats up, e de kin da ye mi. E de kin sha ye mi. E de kin da ye mi. Sha ye mi, we me da ye mi. You know.
Okay, my people. Yes, Gongotin Sorai. We are live on your number one radio station, Radio Africana, based in Manchester, United Kingdom. For your inputs, please WhatsApp messages only, not calls. WhatsApp messages only on 0744-881-1570. Your inputs makes a lot of difference on this program. I always feel it. I always enjoy it. I always appreciate it. Yes, as I was saying, the fear of DBS is the beginning of wisdom in United Kingdom. What does DBS mean? DBS stands for the Disclosure and Barring Service. It's an organization based in England and Wales that conducts criminal record checks for prospective employers, individuals especially, for organizations to help them make recruitment decisions, particularly for roles involving vulnerable groups. And when we're talking of vulnerable groups, we're talking of people with learning disabilities. In the security industry, they do a DBS check for you. In the banking industry, they do a DBS for you. In the military, they run a DBS for you. So virtually all sectors of the United Kingdom will require you to go through a DBS check. What does the DBS check, what does it look for? It looks for your criminal records. And when we're talking of your criminal records, it doesn't necessarily mean to be robbery or rape. Even civil cases goes into DBS check. Traffic offenses goes into DBS check. Convictions goes into DBS check. Driving convictions goes into DBS check. Even police cautions goes into DBS check. So it is the prerogative of the employer to look at the relevance of what the checks aligns with his own organization's operations. If you want to work in a care home, if you want to work with as a support worker, if you want to work in the health industry, especially when you're dealing with vulnerable people, we're talking about the kids, we're talking about the elderly, we're talking about the people with learning disabilities, they would definitely conduct a DBS check for you to ascertain your conduct in that professional sector. If you are found wanting, definitely it's a no for you as far as employment is concerned. And a lot of people have fallen victim of this DBS check. Some people don't even understand what that DBS is all about. It's as good as you being given your DNA as far as your immigration and professional status is concerned in United Kingdom. If you have, even if you have a British nationality and your DBS comes with a lot of boom, 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 nah, No, it's not even about your nationality now. It's not about your race. It's not about your gender. It's about your conduct professionally. And we have seen, we have experienced, we have heard a lot of people who have fallen short of DBS checks in the United Kingdom owing to their conduct. We've had support workers, we've had care workers who have not been professional at their work. People that have been caught even on video, verbally, physically assaulting the care users. And DBS places a lot of emphasis on people working in the health sector because that is where it really matters most. The next sector that comes to that is the security industry. If I want to employ someone to protect my life, protect my property, I need to know who that kind of person is. And the best way to get that done is to run a DBS check on that person. Yes, I got a message now. Someone is asking me, can I do a DBS check on my own? Definitely, we're going to come to that. We're going to be talking about that later. But as at now, before we come back, my guy, KD, Kiss Daniel, let's Google a little bit now. Make you know they threaten ourselves with DBS. Everything go normal, everything go pure. Buga, Kiss Daniel, let's go.
Yeah. Don't sleep, don't sleep. Wake up.
Buga, call out your money.
Call out your money.
Wake up. Call out your money.
Call out your money.
Wake up. Tera, 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 go get the mula.
Wake up.
Oh, koni. You supposed to be jai jai. Kilo come, me come per se matter. Per se we don't mind.
But when I land softly on the sofa floor.
Sofa so good, koni bajo. Let me see you.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Let me see you.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Bukawa.
Let me
bukawa.
Let me see you, de buga.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Let me see you.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
It's a fast pace today, Saturday, because we have a lot to talk about. And going by the messages I've been getting, it's so obvious a lot of people still have a lot to learn as far as DBS is concerned. Someone was asking me through the WhatsApp message now that what do they check for in a DBS? They check for your criminal record, your professional conduct, your convictions, your cautions, your warnings, everything. It's like probably doing a DNA of you and see how far or how stubborn you have been, how unprofessional you have been, how bad you have been, or how worse you have been. And as far as DBS is concerned, there are absolutely three basic levels of DBS check, because we have levels when it comes to DBS check. We have the basic DBS check, which absolutely just looks at your general conduct professionally and personally. We also have the standard. I'm not a professional in DBS check, but I know that there are some requirements, there are some basic parameters that are used for each of these levels. So the basic, the standard, and we also have the enhanced DBS check. All these are normally done based on the level of employment you're looking for. And someone asked me, can I do a check by myself? Of course, you can request a basic DBS check for yourself directly through the DBS online application. However, you cannot apply for a standard or enhanced DBS check on your own. Let's get it right. We have the basic, we have the standard, we have the enhanced. The basic, you and I can apply on that online. But for the standard and the enhanced, your organization, your employer, or your prospective employer is the only one that can apply for that on your behalf. It must be initiated by that organization to check for your standard and your enhanced DBS check. How do I apply for the basic DBS check on my own? You can access this check online. Just go to gov.uk website. Gov.uk website. It's a process. There's a process there where you need to provide your information, your details, your date of birth, your name, and all that. Once you do all that, your address, everything, once you put it there, it's going to go directly to the DBS. You pay a fee. As of today in the UK, you pay £21.50 to do your basic DBS check. You pay £21.50 to do your basic DBS check. For the standard and for the enhanced, the organization would make that application, they will make the payment, and once you get employed, they can be deducting the payment through your salary. Someone is asking me now that what is the difference between the basic, standard, and the enhanced. The basic is just a general check on you, while the standard and the enhanced are for roles that involve working with vulnerable people, either children or adults. The involvement of this employer helps ensure that these checks are only conducted when legally justified and appropriate for the specific role you are applying for. Now, for the sake of people who are still a bit ignorant of what we're talking about, the DBS check, it's a process that is legalized. You can't jump from two and make it four. You have to follow that process one after the other based on the type of check you're doing, either basic, standard, or enhanced. But it's a process. Either you do it for your basic, or your prospective employer will do it for your standard and for your enhanced. And according to Dr. Seed, by the time you do your basic check and it goes through, it scales through, you come out positive, you're going to be dancing all over the moon. And Dr. Seed also said it We'll be dancing all over the moon once you have a successful DBS check. I'll be back in a bit. Stay tuned.
I feel like I'm flying over the moon.
Baby, I feel like I'm flying, over the moon.
The way you dance all over me, the way you dance all over me, they make me go away, they make me go away. The way you dance all over me, the way you dance all over me, they make me go away, they make me go away.
I feel like I'm flying over the moon.
Baby, I feel like I'm flying.
Class your own, only lecturer, so me have to give you all this. K-Sweet, Dr. C, now you know DC, Stone Baba J.
Some like me nuts, some like me hot, some like me when me light it up. When plug, now the fancy drops, you all make me fly over the moon like astronauts.
Do you know what you're doing to me? The way you have to hold and wipe at me. Everything nice and everything crazy, you already know.
So what do I say?
Shorty looking fly, fly. Tiptoe, dream says she's a 10, I say she's the Coco. I like the way she whine, make her body roll. Body so sexy, I lose control.
Baby, I can't stop, stop. Staring at you when you drop, drop. Bringing it back to the top, top. I wanna get off at your bus stop. Your bus stop, you top notch. Body so hot that I must touch. Baby, I'm liking that hot stuff, hot stuff. Girl, you know I like the way you dance all over me. The way you dance all over me.
Okay, people. We're still talking about DBS. I was telling someone now on the WhatsApp message that when we're talking about DBS, we can spend the whole day talking about DBS because there's quite a lot of angles to it. Quite a lot of angles to it. People have been sending me message that when I apply online, how do I get a certificate? And if I do a DBS check, what will fail me? How much is the application? How long do I need to wait for me to get the result of my DBS? What kind of job requires a DBS check? What documents do I need to have when I want to do a DBS check? And if I have a DBS certificate, how long is it valid before I can do another one? We'll try and touch on all this one after the other. Concerning how do I get my certificate, once you do your application online, gov.uk website, or through a prospective organization, the process involves completing an online application, verify your identity, most often at a post office, pay your fee, and wait for the certificate to be issued. The certificate contains information on your criminal record, with basic checks showing only unspent convictions and cautions. What that means is that, as an individual, if you've done your basic online, you have to wait, and your certificate will be posted to you. But if it is done for standard or enhanced DBS check through your prospective employer, they will do that, and the certificate will be sent to that organization, who will in turn, you know, send a copy to you too, for you to know that now as you sit down, now your photo will come out when you enter studio. No, be my mind, get as it be. Now someone also was asking me what will fail me in a DBS check. Like I rightly said, it's not about fail. It's a check that reveals individual's criminal record, cautions, warnings, or reprimands. The check results are then assessed by the employer to determine if the information is relevant to the role and individual suitability. You will not be employed if you are on the DBS bad list for a regulated activity. What that means is that probably you have been caught with a professional misconduct, maybe while working with vulnerable people, children or adults, and you have been put on the bad list by the DBS. You cannot be employed by another organization once they see that you are on a DBS bad list. So it's not about maybe you pass or you fail. It's about giving an x-ray of your criminal record in the United Kingdom. Someone asked me, how much does it cost to do a DBS check in United Kingdom? Like I said earlier, for the basic check, it is £21.50. While in standard and enhanced checks cost £18 and £38 respectively, plus a £10 administration fee from the service provider. However, costs can also vary, as some providers charge additional administration fees on top of the official DBS fees. So besides the official rate that you will be paying, or the organization will be paying, the service providers too also charge, but it's not fixed. It's at their own discretion. Keep sending your messages on 0744-881-1570. From what I've been getting so far, a lot of people need to jump online and get themselves enlightened, acquainted with DBS. People don't actually have a clear picture of what DBS means. Someone is asking me, how long does it take if I apply for a DBS check before the results come out? Minimum is 14 days. It can take longer than that if your case is peculiar, if they need to send it to the police, they need to send it to some organizations to verify, confirm or justify whatever they have seen. But it can take longer if the details given for the checks are incorrect. Several police forces need to be involved in the check. So if you're asking me how long does it take for my online application for DBS comes out, the minimum time you can wait is 14 days. But it can take longer than that. We're still vibing this sunny Saturday with Marshall, and we are talking about a very, very crucial issue that concerns me, that concerns you, that concerns everybody living lawfully, legally in the United Kingdom. We're talking about DBS check. There are still so many issues we're going to be talking about when I come back. We're going to be looking at what kind of jobs require DBS check, looking at the documents that you need to have, what is the validity of the DBS check. We need to go and press the piano now with Casey on Ocha Piano. See you in a bit, people. I'll be back.
Me like a Tupac, yo. I keep them balance, yaga. They shady me, I too bad, yo. I know they for your chit-chat, yo. Carry your matter, they go TikTok, yo. My gen today's on go. I know they look back, yo.
You're listening to Radio Africana.
My people, I'm getting quite a lot of messages here. My phone, my WhatsApp is blowing up with series of inquiries. Yes, like I said, we cannot use 1 hour to discuss about DBS. Besides your immigration status in the United Kingdom, I think the next most important thing that concerns an individual in the United Kingdom is your DBS. Especially if once you are 18 and above, your DBS matters a lot. And still talking about that, before I went for the break, we were talking about the duration, which I said once you apply, the minimum time you can get is 14 days, but it also can go beyond 14 days. Some take 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. It depends on the peculiarity of checks that have been conducted on you. Now, someone was asking me what kind of job requires a DBS check. Like I said at the beginning of the program, it's basically mostly all jobs, especially now that the rate of professional misconduct has gone very, very high. Like someone sent to me on WhatsApp now, it said jobs that require trust and responsibility. I'm sure we all know what that means. Job that requires trust and responsibility. The first sector that requires DBS in UK here that we all know is the health sector. Whether you want to work as a doctor, as a nurse, as a care worker, as a support worker, you're working with children, you're working with adults, DBS is a requirement, is a fundamental, basic, legal requirement for anybody who wants to work in the health sector. And besides that, when we're talking about other sectors, we're talking about the educational sector, talking about teachers, we're talking about the financial advisors, and in the security industry, in the legal industry, trustee roles, licensed activities, tradespeople, IT and data roles, locksmiths, because locksmiths are the people that are going to be in charge of your safe. All these kind of jobs require a DBS check. And once your DBS comes through, you are good to go. Now, somebody said, what documents do I need if I want to do my DBS check? You will need to provide a proof of your identity, usually 3 original documents like your passport, your driving license, or your birth certificate. And we're talking of passport. I'm not talking about photograph. I'm talking about international traveling passport, your driving license or birth certificate. These are the things that meet the criteria for photographic ID and address verification. The exact documents depend on the level of DBS check you are also doing, but you will need to use the gov.uk to get your information and address history for the last 5 years. What that means is that your name, your gender, your address history in the last 5 years, and your ID. And your ID is your international traveling passport, driving license, or birth certificate. That has to do with what documents do I need if I want to do a DBS check. Now, we're also looking at how long are DBS valid for. As of today, to the best of my knowledge, I think it does not have an expiry date. Besides the basic, the employers have the discretion to decide when a new check is needed, and many organizations request them periodically, probably annually, every 2 years, or every 3 years. For ongoing validity, individuals can subscribe to the DBS update service to allow employers to check their certificate and be notified. What that means is that if you have done the basic DBS check, you can put it online and send a link to any prospective employer that wants to do a DBS check for you. And it is for the, if it is for the standard and for the enhanced, the organization or the prospective employer will do that, send you a link where you can also check and know exactly what your DBS check reveals, where it has the strength and the weakness, and also where it can be amended. Said someone is giving me a reminder. Sese from London has said, he said it's also for childminder. Definitely. And she's also telling me that for the childminder, it is an annual check. Childminding in UK is a very, very serious professional job that you must not in any way be found wanting in that area. And just like a childminder's asset is telling me, it is done, the DBS check is done annually. What that means is that it is done every year. When we come back, we're still going to be talking a lot as far as DBS is concerned. And on this break, make I call my guy, my Faye, Flavor, to give me some flavor. It's been too serious today, but now serious matter with the talk. So today is not really about laughing. It's about DBS. And when we're talking about DBS, DBS can determine what you're going to be tomorrow morning. So laugh matter, no, you know too much today because now serious matter. But let's add a little flavor. Ada.
Have you seen my beautiful baby? Have you seen my tomato baby? Oh, ELA, baby, suffering the cool me temper. Ada, baby, na sugar, yo. Hey. Everybody they wait. Uta kene no mo. If I di mama ka, beta supu na mone kila mo. Ada mwa mba peke mi ya. Ada, 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 yo. Ada, ada, ada mwa. Ada, ada, chenye samwa. Da get up for everywhere. I don't know the lack of da get up for up and down. Hey. Baby na tomato, baby, too fresh like morning wine. Ada welele, yo ko ko ko.
everybody they wait. Utakene no po. If I did my maca, better soup when I want to kill a more. I don't want to pick him, ya.
We're still hanging on. We are still vibing on this bright, sunny Saturday on your favorite program, Vibes with Masha, on your number one online Afrobeat radio station based in Manchester, United Kingdom. Radio Africana. I'm still enjoying all the vibes. Keep sending your messages on 0744-881-1570. I was actually chatting with a fan, a listener by the name Ola, calling all the way from Ifo in Ogun State. Ola said he is a big fan of Vibes with Marshall, and he put a direct call to me, and when I saw him, he was busy frying garri in Ifo, Ogun State, and I asked, is that your job? And he said, yes, he is a farmer. Really interesting. When there are no white collar jobs, he's a graduate of a university. And after spending so much energy, so much time, so much money looking for jobs, he decided to give himself a self-empowerment initiative. And he went into farming. And I spent like about 2-3 minutes chatting with him now via video call. And the man is busy frying garri. And before you know it, it's making money. Everything is no the white collar job. Anyway, we'll be discussing that in our next program, in our next edition. We'll be looking at how do I empower myself as an individual. But for today, it is still DBS, DBS, and DBS. Now, someone was asking me, who needs a DBS certificate? Who needs a DBS certificate? But like I said earlier, DBS is a process that checks an individual's criminal record and other relevant information to see if they pose a risk to the job they are applying for. Now, once we have that, we'll now look at who needs a DBS. Every organization in the United Kingdom needs to do a DBS on their prospective employee, especially for roles that involves working with vulnerable people, roles that involves trust and responsibility, and also for specific professions and settings like schools, like hospitals, like shopping malls, like ITs, like security, like people that are protecting lives and properties. A DBS check is mandated for all these kind of roles. And to repeat this, for the basic check, you can do that as an individual, but for the standard and the enhanced check, it has to be done by the prospective employer. Now, someone is asking me, what crime may stay permanently on my record? A specified offense. That's what the government says. A specified offense is the one which is on the list of offenses that will never be filtered from standard and enhanced checks. This list includes a range of offenses which relate to sexual or violent offenses or are relevant in the context of safeguarding. If you want to check more of what are the offenses that will stay long for a very long time or even eternally on your DBS check, just go to gov.uk and you will get all this information there. Like I said earlier at the beginning of the program, it's quite unfortunate. 1 hour is not enough to talk about DBS. I hope that I will be able to bring it back again later. So how do I know if I will pass a DBS check? Like I said, it's not about a pass or a fail. It's about you have done your x-ray. They have told you what you have done, when you did it, where you did it, what you did, who you did it to, and all that, and the consequences. So it's not about whether it is a pass, it is a fail. It's not an examination. And someone asked me, why would a DBS get rejected? If you apply online or through an organization for a DBS check, all your details must be intact. If your details are not intact, it will be rejected. Your name must align with what you have on your ID, maybe on your passport or on your driving license or on your birth certificate. Your passport should not show Tayo Marshall and your birth certificate showing Tayo David. It shouldn't be. So your application will be rejected. So there must be consistency in all the information you are providing. And trust me, we have seen quite a lot of cases where all these inconsistencies, they come up. And once they see that all your information are not consistent, are not in alignment with similarity, your application will be rejected immediately. Someone is asking me, can I buy my own DBS? Yes, you can get a basic check for yourself directly through the gov.uk website. But for a standard or enhanced DBS check, you cannot apply for yourself. You must apply through a prospective employer or an organization to be able to do that. The only one you can do for yourself is the basic check. And there's another arm of DBS check called CRB. CRB means Criminal Records Bureau. It's a government body in the UK responsible for criminal record checks. That's what they do. They just check criminal record. But in 2012, the CRB merged with Independent Safeguarding Authority, ISA, to form the Disclosure and Bearing Service, while the term CRB is now obsolete and replaced by DBS. Let me simplify it. Before, we have CRB. These are the one in charge of criminal check. Now, in 2012, they merged the CRB with Independent Safeguarding Authority, and that's why we now have today the DBS. The CRB is obsolete. The Independent Safeguarding, the ISA is obsolete. When they merge the two together, we have the DBS, and that is what is obtainable in United Kingdom today. Can I view my DBS online? Absolutely, you can. Can you work while waiting for a DBS check? Yes, you may be able to work. It's at the discretion of your employer. Once they see Once they get a confirmation or a justification that you have applied, you can still be given that fair opportunity to work until when your DBS is out. Like I said, it's not really enough for us to be able to talk about DBS within just an hour. I hope that one day I'll still be able to come back and talk about DBS. Let's delight ourselves. Now, UK, we did now. Maybe we'll go here side small. London delight. I will come back. We'll shake hands and I hope to see you next week. But before then, Saeed Oshukpa, my God, London delight.
Olorun lo sohun gbogbo eda kan le ma tiraka Olorun lo sohun gbogbo eda kan le ma tiraka Olorun lo sohun gbogbo eda kan le ma tiraka Olorun lo sohun gbogbo eda kan le ma tiraka ibi tani kan se de o oye ibi tani kan se de o lori sun mi o toni mo ja wa pe mo ni mu ka la temi Baba lo ke ba pari ise yen o ibi tani kan se de o oye ibi tani kan se de ko lo ti su mi o oni mo ja wa pe mo ni mu ka la temi baba lo ke ba pari ise yen o mo tun pe kan rere sayiri mi e bo la tin ko fi mo ti de baba ti su ni aba
Okay, people, like I always say, it's always difficult to say bye-bye anytime we are vibing with ourselves on this sunny Saturday on your number one Afrobeat radio station based in Manchester, United Kingdom, Radio Africana. As I said, there are so many things attached to DBS that cannot be exhausted even in a day. But I urge all our listeners, for all inquiries, please go online and get yourself acquainted, get yourself enlightened, get yourself familiarized with what DBS is all about. What we have done today is just to have a basic picture. There are so many in-depths attached to DBS as far as DBS is concerned in the United Kingdom. Until I see you next week. When I was young, I used to have a crush on this particular lady. I don't know her age now. I'm sure she's very, very old now. We used to sit down in front of the TV and be listening to La Isla Bonita, Holiday, my ever ageless Madonna. Till I see you next week, this is still your main man, your microphone Berlusconi, Eitayo Mustafa. But please call me Masha. Let's vibe again next week, Saturday, 1 to 2. Till then, Iriu.
Radio Africana.
All the music you asked for is
Radio Africana.
Go my way, but them say
I know the person, you know. And